said, I think there's a problem with this story that the current mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, has told about what he says was about to happen on July 4th, the potential for a mass shooting event in Richmond. Meanwhile, I think the same weekend, what was it, 9 people were shot and a few of them died. So, yeah, I don't know whether you stopped a mass shooting. It doesn't sound like it to me. And the whole Dogwood Dell thing seems to have been made up. Like that, no one seems to be able to indicate that this was actually a threat to Dogwood Dell. So did the mayor or the police chief just make that up? I don't know. But, okay, let's put that to the side. We got a problem in Richmond. The crime is out of control, it seems, this summer. So I thought, you know, I haven't talked to former Richmond mayor, former governor of Virginia, and Richmond native, Doug Wilder, in a while. Let's see what he's thinking these days. Governor Wilder, good morning to you. I really appreciate you joining me today. Thank you.
John, it's always good to join with you and your audience, and congratulations on great shows as always.
Oh, you're very kind. What do you think? Are you tracking this story with Mayor Stoney's press conference with the current police chief? Do you think it's legit, or do you have a reaction to my skepticism and the skepticism of other reporters?
I haven't tracked it because there's nothing to track.
No.
It's difficult to put a track on it, but I have followed what some people have tried to say. And I don't mind saying to you, John, what it sounds like to me is this old story of the boy who cried wolf. You know, there was no wolf. But the whole purpose was to show alarm and to show the interest that you had. And so when the wolf really came, as you recall, no one was there to combat it. It's so difficult when you look at what's going on in our city. The mayor spends $500,000 for a logo, Richmond Real. I said at the time, make Richmond right. And it's not right yet. 3 police chiefs in a week. This mayor was not elected with any great overwhelming vote. He got about a third of the vote, 36% of the vote when he was elected. So that told you that the people of Virginia, of Richmond, didn't have that degree of confidence. And so what I'm concerned with, when something really bad might come about, what are we, the citizens, expected to do? Was the governor contacted in this instance? You are here in the seat of the state government. The governor is here. The state police are here. You have all of the opportunities to bring corollary forces around the state to combat what's going on in Richmond. And the governor's office hasn't let anyone know they knew anything about it. You and I know exactly what happened. It's another one of those instances in which people forget to pay attention to the job of representing the people.
Yeah.
And it's very, very bad to see this continue. Fortunately, mayors can only succeed themselves one time, but we still got 2 more years to have to deal with this.
Well, that's one of my questions for you. And you know I'm a Republican, so somebody could very easily say, hey, John Reed is on the radio just bashing this guy because he might want to run for governor. And then it hurts me that so many people think my criticism of LeVar Stoney is that he's a black man, because that's not true. I tried to start out with LeVar Stoney thinking, hey, maybe here's a young, dynamic guy who can bring the city together, white and black. I don't know him. You know, maybe it'll work. I just don't think it's working. And I think we've got 2 years of decline ahead of us if people don't get this guy out of here.
It's no question of that. It's no question of that. And here's the situation. When you've got people whose families have been horrendously affected by trauma, the automobile accident, the recent indictment rendered against a police officer, these people have been trying to get questions answered, just to be talked to, for years, and no response from anyone. And when people have asked the mayor about what's going on, he smiles and, well, this, thus, and the so. when you look at our schools, when you see people saying, my goodness, Sparks School had any numbers of opportunities to have been notified.
Yeah.
Good thing for not working well, but, well, that's just something we'll look over it or overlook it. When you look at the thousands of laptops in our school system. So we are talking about money, and you and I have always had this conversation. Politics is money.
Yeah.
And when it's wasted like it is, when you're wasting the people's time, and as you pointed out, crime is through the roof in the Richmond area, and particularly in Richmond. And for the mayor to trivialize the possibility of attacks like this, it's unforgivable. And it's unforgettable, and the people will not forget. So it's not a matter of partisanship. One of the things that I loved after I left office was the Republicans saying to people who would ask them about me, they said he reached across the aisle, but we were able to contact him, talk with him, and I did that as mayor as well. And I don't look upon government as partisan.
Yeah.
I look at it as being fair for the people. I'm very concerned about the state of government in the city of Richmond today. Very concerned.
So what is the solution? Is it outrageous to suggest that civic leaders call for this guy to leave office? I mean, yeah, I know he's not going to do without a lot of pressure, but...
He's not going to do that. What? It's important for the city leaders. And here's what I'm saying. It's not just city leaders. It's important for people who are in other offices to speak for the needs of the capital city of Richmond. Mm-hmm. That means people who are in the Congress, people who are senators, people who are involved at any level. If they don't care anymore about the city of the capital city, my goodness, then what is their representation for?
Yeah.
And so it's collated and collected. And this is why the people need to hear from their leaders as to what their attitudes are about crime. What do they purport to do about education? And to see that adequate funding and the ending of the waste of money. Look at where we find ourselves in the downtown market. It's gone.
Yeah.
The ice rink that was supposed to be there, that's gone.
Right.
And crime going through the roof and all of those areas. And every day, every other day or every day, we get our crime alerts, either from the downtown campus at VCU or at the campus uptown, the Monroe campus. Every day, something is taking place affecting that college and that university. Consequently, the mayor, with three police chiefs in 1 week, there's a reason for that. When you have a superintendent, highly paid superintendent of the schools, doesn't seem to be able to answer simple questions. No, it's not just a matter of waiting for 2 years, because look at the lives that will have been affected and the education that have been thwarted for the opportunities for the youngsters to benefit. No, I think there need to be hearings, there need to be people going to the meetings and demanding that their local officials speak to the issues. How can you afford to spend that kind of money on a slogan and when you're telling other people you don't have money to redress the wrongs?
It's a good point. We're talking to former Virginia governor, former Richmond mayor, and Richmond native. I think that's important for people to know. This is a man who, this is his hometown. He's still here. Doug Wilder.
Yeah.
Before we go, what would you say to a Democrat congressperson if they called you? And I get the impression that a lot of people in the Virginia Democrat Party don't make that phone call, which is weird to me. I mean, if I were a Democrat, you'd be the first person I'd call just to try to get you to say something nice about me. What advice would you give them if they're running right now?
Well, if they're running, I would say listen to the people. I've always said that when you're showing, you know that, because the people are ahead of the political factors because they are affected. They know what lack of education opportunities mean. for them and their children. They know what lack of health facilities mean, lack of job opportunities, and crime in their areas. We need community policing in the city of Richmond.
Yeah.
We need to return to that, where the police officers, they live in the communities,
mm-hmm.
not patrol through there and go through there. We did that in Richmond when I was mayor, and we reduced crime considerably. The violent interrupters that we have you ever heard such nonsense? Paying people $55,000 to $60,000 violence interrupter? What are you doing? Interrupting who?
When? Right.
Snitch, it would be a better word.
Right.
So I would say to those people who are at these higher levels, please understand that local government is where the rubber meets the road. Please help local governments to the best you can.
Listen, I really appreciate it whenever you join us on the air. Former mayor, former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder, thank you, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.